I'm ready for you to turn the music down.
Well, you got to start talking. Oh,
welcome to the second The Nerd Diverse podcast.
Why do you have such a hard time saying that?
I don't know, because I want to say something else, but I can't.
Did I tell you that Courtney couldn't recognize your voice? She asked me why you were talking like that when she heard the opening.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, who is that?
No, that's good.
Who's that guy from college radio?
Episode number 2, The Attack of the Nerdiverse, right?
We can't throw a title on it yet.
I just did.
Oh, okay.
Well, I threw an episode on it.
Bazinga.
Oh.
Bazinga.
Yes. We are back and ready with the nerd news from yesterday and today.
You're listening to Rogue.
We're doing right now.
That is me. Yes. I am the Rogue. To the right of me today is Chan Lee.
Hey, how's it going? We swapped spots. Last week, I was to the right of Danny.
They swap Kodo. Other stuff, too.
Ew.
Okay.
Gross.
In front of me in the booth, it's Commander Kodo.
Hello. I'm here.
That's all he has to say.
That's all I have to say.
That's all I got to say about that.
Chan, how was your week?
Oh, it was good. It was good. I have been working on my house like a madman. We laid some hardwood floor in my office and laid some carpet and put down some baseboard. So we've been really extremely busy, and I am just beat. Mm. I just want to lay down and die.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Been busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Busy with work. That's about it. Cody?
Trying to remember and keep up with my calendar.
Ooh.
I just got my reminder 10 minutes ago to be here, and I live 30 minutes away.
And yet you're already here for 20 minutes before that.
I am. I'm good like that.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
So anyways. So what's going on? Man, we're off tonight. We've been chatting like way in the pre-show. So like.
I'm drinking some good coffee.
Yeah.
Target.
Danny, do you like it?
Target coffee. It's great.
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut cream.
Hazelnut coffee from Archer Farms Market. Pick it up at your local Target store.
We haven't got an email from Vitamin Water yet.
We should write them and tell them we talked about them.
We did update the website, though. We got our
the
new,
website looks great. TheNerdiverse.com.
And I got an email today, or no, a Facebook link or a comment on my link today.
Wow.
And
took you a long time to say that.
Bill, I know. My mouth is not working tonight.
Mm.
It's also tired. Doing a lot of talking around here anyways so they like the old logo better.
Who? What?
Yeah,
your logo. Who?
I don't know if it was my logo or the first one you did, but his comment was he liked the logo better.
Who's this guy?
Was it someone that knew?
Is he listening?
Yeah, it was Bill Brinkley the third.
Wow.
Oh, Bill,
that's funny.
William.
Yeah
Is it really William?
I believe it is William.
William Brinkley the third is listening to us.
I don't know if he's listening. At least he's paying attention to the logo.
He went to the website and looked at the logo.
He went to criticize and critique it, probably.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I like the second logo better. That stayed on for all of half a day.
The green one?
The green one with the fist in it.
Really?
Yeah, it just didn't match the new layout. I mean, because we did that on the old site layout, and we got the new site layout and threw... It
needed to be a little streamlined.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It'll work better in the
future.
I like
the new one, too.
It is good. So tonight we're going to be, we did our homework, and we're going to be talking about Dr. Horrible later in the show, and how much I love it, and how much Chan kind of loves it.
I said I had not seen it, and I did do my homework, and I went and I watched it.
Oh, you hadn't seen it?
I had not seen it prior to this week yet.
Okay.
We'll discuss that. Yeah.
Save it.
We'll discuss that.
We have a special caller calling in as well at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, yep.
He is a fan of Dr. Horrible, so that's good. It'll be 3-on-1.
I never said I didn't like it.
We can take you. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
I wish this was someone just call me and do that on my phone.
That would be awesome.
Just sing their phone message to me. In that style, though.
Yeah. No, that's not going to be me. I'll tell you that right now.
So Cody and I this week, we watched, I don't remember if he had seen it before, but we watched the Dark Knight Rises trailer.
Right, yeah.
Pretty excited about it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I had seen it before. I like the one that you showed me with the comic, though, the old school, how they took the actual trailer and put the old school comic characters in it.
Oh, right. The Batman, the animated series.
Yeah, animated series.
Yeah, that was great. I'll put that up on the site to show other people that we're talking about. But it was pretty, it's actually pretty amazing how much it synced up. the cartoon and the new trailer with Bane and what's his face. And this is my prediction that they're going to kill Batman. Just putting it out there.
They're going to kill Batman?
I think Chris Nolan's going to do it.
I mean, are they going to kill him or are they going to send him back in time?
Nope. please don't bring that up again.
I mean, come on.
As long as Joe Quesada doesn't write it, we'll be good. I don't think he did. Yeah. But I really think that to top off The Dark Knight, that Chris Nolan's going to kill Batman. Because there's no other way to do it.
We'll see.
Well, with all
would
the
be a horrible ending.
I think it would really make people angry.
I don't know. It'd be a good bookend for it because, I mean, you're not gonna have Heath, who wasn't killed off in the last movie. So we're just gonna assume he's in the asylum.
Too soon. Please don't say kill.
Oh, excuse me.
Heath.
Oh, it's been three.
I killed some Heath Saturday and it was delicious.
Heath bar.
Don't say that. I want to go downstairs and get some ice cream.
Yeah, today we had at my office, we had a ice cream get together for somebody's birthday, and we brought in like Heath and Butterfinger and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's the Heath I killed.
So stand by and listen to this song while we go downstairs and get some Heath.
One of the best things I like about the trailer is when Commissioner Gordon's laying in the hospital bed pretty much broken, and you hear Christian Bale's voice. So you have to sit there and think, is he talking to Gordon as Bruce Wayne, or is he talking to him as Bruce Wayne coming out already to Gordon as Batman? Because when Batman's in costume, he's got the awesome voice that everybody loves.
I'm Batman.
Exactly.
Swear to me.
And
that
then,
was pretty good.
And then, so you see him talk, you hear Christian Bale, so you know he's talking to Commissioner. So you want to speculate that it's not just Bruce, it's Batman talking to him.
Right.
Because he says the Batman needs to come back or whatever.
And we were talking about that this past week about how even when Batman spoke to Rachel,
right,
and she knew he was Batman,
still used the voice.
Oh, he was in character. Yeah, he
stayed in character.
Batman is a method actor.
But in that hospital scene, it sounds like Bruce Wayne, not Batman.
Yeah. Right. That's what's going to
be good.
Pretty epic.
It's going to be good.
People have been complaining about the photos of Anne Hathaway as Catwoman.
Yeah, I saw that people were complaining, but I haven't seen the complaints. What exactly are they complaining about?
Well, you know, they're complaining that it doesn't remotely look like Catwoman. She's wearing a cat suit to begin with, so there's the cat part of it. She's a cat burglar. And I don't know. I mean, I trust Chris Nolan enough, but to me, it doesn't look like Catwoman, but she's never been announced as Catwoman. She's only been announced as Selina Kyle. So right. It's kind of like, until she's said, this is Catwoman, I don't expect to see a cat. I expect to see a normal person robbing people.
Right.
So I'm not too worried about it. I think she looks great. The music kicked in. I love it.
I was going to say, I was reading, though, today that people were saying that... hang on.
You just stood up and now I'm staring. I'm thinking about to go all Batman on me.
I was trying to raise my chair. I'm sitting in a different spot than last week, and this chair is not nearly as comfortable, I don't think. But I was reading, though, that people were saying that the new character for Catwoman, or Selena Gomez.
Kyle.
Kyle, not Selena Gomez.
Sorry, it's a Gomez. That basically it was extremely well written, and that like it was actually going to compete with like what people have seen of like Heath Ledger's performance.
I'm excited. And, you know, I just read before we came over an actual quote from Anne Hathaway, because she heard people complaining about the costume, and she said, what you've seen is not even 10% of her character. Right. So it's like, she knows it's going to be awesome. We know it's going to be awesome, but we just like to hate. And I'm the royal we, because I'm actually not hating on this just yet. But I'm excited. I actually, I kind of had a little bit of hate with seeing Bane fighting Batman, because I feel like he was kind of small. But I don't know if you guys have seen this.
I haven't seen it.
Those pics.
I saw actually some video the other day where they were doing some basic choreography. Like it was before, they weren't actually filming the scene, but it was, you know.
Yeah, Batman was throwing the punches.
Yeah.
Or the elbows up the stairs.
Fail cameraman.
You saw the fail?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, that was so good.
I watched that on the way over here.
She drove out on the Batpod.
That was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
And she hit a big camera, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That camera.
Yeah,
she did. You know, he lost his job.
Probably.
Oh, it's kind of like Batpod is coming at me. I should move.
Right.
But he didn't.
Oh, he wanted the scene, though. He wanted the close up. He got the close up.
He sure did.
They may use it.
I'm pretty excited.
It could be good right until she hits it. It could be a good shot.
Oh, I mean, they do that in films all. I mean, in video, all, like when they're shooting, I mean, something's coming at something and they move it on purpose so it looks like it hits whatever the thing is. And I mean, they got the actual hit. So.
Maybe that's what they were going for.
Maybe. Maybe.
Thank you, TMZ, for catching that action.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I'm very excited about The Dark Knight. I'm very excited for it to be ending. I think it's been a good run. Hollywood loves their trilogies. So this is definitely the end of a good era of Batman.
Right? Yeah. Hopefully they don't mess it up.
God, why did you say that? God, you're jinxing it, bro.
The other two have been so good.
I mean, it could be like The Matrix where it comes out strong and just...
No, because The Matrix didn't have a solid second.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It could have been, you know.
That's true. It could have been The Matrix. Speaking of...
It's going to be like Back to the Future,
speaking of The Matrix, Morpheus, Lawrence Fishburne was cast as Perry White in the new Superman movie.
Really?
Yeah, wow. He's going to play the, what is used to be the white, whatever you call it, head of the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
What's the title of that? I'm drawing a blank.
Editor-in-chief.
Perry White's always been portrayed as a, you know, an old white man. So I think Lawrence Fishburne's going to kick it out of the park. Very excited. It's kind of like what they did with Kingpin and Daredevil. They had Michael Duncan Clark as the Kingpin.
Right.
Which
right,
totally
right.
went from a insanely fat white man to a huge ripped black man, which is quite epic. So anyway, Lawrence Fishburne, Superman, 2013?
13? Is that when it's coming
out? It's not coming out the same summer as Batman.
You know, speaking of long distance movies, you hear they already signed on, Sony already signed on for a second release of Spider-Man in 2014.
Yeah, pretty excited.
Yeah.
I mean, I really wish that they would go the Batman route and just call it something else for the second instead of saying two.
Yeah.
I get tired of the numbers, but I think I have high hopes for this next Spider-Man. Hope it gets me back into reading Spider-Man. Even though I think the new Ultimates will get me back into reading Spider-Man with the new African-American Spider-Man.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
It's the only way to get me back in.
Yeah, speaking of comics, I actually called today.
Oh, did Mark pick up?
No, Mark didn't pick up. I spoke to Todd.
We love you, Mark.
And I said, Todd, you know, I've been kind of behind. I haven't called in a while. I mean, I haven't been up in a while, and I know I'm using an entire short box to handle my comics, but, you know, can I
you're on the blacklist.
Yeah, can I pay for some of them over the phone and... You know, they were really great. Acme Comics and Collectible Cards.
Boom.
Acme Cards, Comics, plugging and Collectibles,
them.
I think, is what it's called in Sanford, Florida.
Love
them. Longwood, Florida. They're
I
great.
I think I bought almost all my action figure collection from them.
Yeah. They're
Which isn't true, but I did buy a lot from them.
Yeah. So anyways, they handled me. They took care of me and got, you know.
How much did you drop?
I only put 30 down right now.
What?
Yeah.
And they give you $5?
What's that?
Did you take all the bucks?
No. They're still in my box. I haven't even gone to pick them up. I just said, you know, throw them back in my box. And
it's your fast. It's your flex pay.
Oh yeah. I'll just because I, you know, I would go in there and I would drop the 150 or whatever I owe on them. But you know, if my wife were to see a charge to the comic book store for 150 bucks, it's not the same as making little $20 purchases.
Right. She'd be expecting to see a $120 statue. So
well,
that
no,
she could really get excited
I don't,
about it.
I don't know. See, that's not my
new
wife.
New hardwood floors and a new huge statue.
Right.
Boom. Put
right.
in the corner.
Well, even still, even if I went out and bought a huge one, you know, $400 statue, or let's call
that's
it
excessive.
A $50 statue, I think she would not be impressed at all.
That's why you get a PayPal account and they never know.
It didn't work for me.
Oh, did not work for you with the PayPal?
My wife found out about the PayPal account.
Oh.
I think it was thanks to Rogue over there.
Nope.
Didn't you help out with that?
I did.
The exposure of my private PayPal account
I assumed you guys communicated this and she knew. So I just said she should use your money in the PayPal. And she was like,
what money
in the PayPal?
What money? We don't have money in the PayPal.
Boom.
And Danny's like, well, Cody's been using it for the past couple of weeks
Boom.
When we've been going out.
Yeah.
Going on the town.
Yep.
That's
so
no good.
There went
Downtown.
My PayPal account.
Yeah, I keep cash in my wallet. That's my
cash is good.
That's my float fund.
Cash is king, right?
Yeah, if I can get a hold of cash, it's like, oh yeah, let's go out You're not listening, are you, Gina? If you are, I'm sorry.
She's not.
Anyways, but if I have cash in my wallet, then usually I'll just throw that in the back of the wallet and use the card for everything.
Yeah.
And then when I'm out with the guys, use the cash.
With the guys.
Yeah.
So Danny told me about a new Commander Cody statue that's coming out.
Oh my
gosh,
it's gorgeous.
I may have to look into getting it.
I'm pretty
sure
it's by Atticus. Atticus statue is from.
I need to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's going to be like 16 to 17 inches tall.
Wow.
Cold cast porcelain. And it lights up the hologram of the Emperor lights up like he's taking Order 66.
Nice.
It's great. It's awesome. I love it.
I responded to the comment. Some dude on the website asked
some
where
dude.
It came
he has
from.
A name. It's Vega. Is it Vega?
How am I supposed to?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Right. Vega.
We're so popular, Danny.
Excuse me.
Our website is blowing up.
I'm sorry.
We have all kinds of comments. I can't keep up with all the comments that are coming in.
Yes, you can.
I'm just kidding. There's only like 5 posts.
Oh.
But anyways.
No one needs to know that.
Vega, Vegas, whatever his name is.
I forget and I apologize.
Yeah, sorry.
But Commander Kodo.
If you want to call in, whoever you are, then I'll remember your name next time.
That's right.
But anyways, he was asking about the Commander Kodo
thing. Oh, yeah. That's the Merry Monk of Math.
There you go.
Oh, was it?
Yes, okay. The Merry Monk of Math.
The Merry Monk of Math was asking where it came from. And it's from Commander Cody, which is Revenge of the Sith, I think, and then also all of the Clone Wars stuff.
I love this.
Where Commander Cody comes from.
Watching Cody rack his brain from which Star Wars this was from.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
There you go.
Because I like, episode 1 to 3 more than the others.
Oh, God. I'm not ready for that yet. This is not a conversation
anyways,
I'm ready
we'll
to have
put
with
that
you.
On the shelf for now.
I just want to smack it.
I don't like the old ones. They're old.
Yeah.
The graphics.
I don't want to know. I don't want
to
know.
It does have a lot to do with
first.
It. So anyways, and I have a niece who...
he would be the Han shot second because he didn't actually
experience
it.
Oh, yeah, you'd be the second lover. Yeah. I don't mind the second. That's what George
what
wants.
About. So, and I have a niece who can't pronounce
he doesn't
my
know
name.
We're talking about.
Couldn't pronounce
my name. It's going to be a great Star
Muggle.
Wars.
No, I'm just kidding.
Muggle. He doesn't know what that is.
You guys have lost me.
Oh, man.
Hey-o.
Oh, good times.
I could tell you what I think it is, but I'm sure it's wrong.
What a muggle
just
is?
Put me,
please,
no,
no,
please,
no.
Please. We want to hear it.
Here we go.
Here
we go. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
What?
Muggle, the definition.
Is what?
Stand by. Google's coming up.
No. Don't even Google it.
No, we want to.
Go.
Okay.
Speak. What is a muggle?
It has something to do with Harry Potter.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, you're
that's all I know.
You're getting
so.
Warm.
What do you think?
No. We want you to think what it is.
Make something up.
I don't know. I don't know. Some kind of character within Harry Potter.
No. You have to
that's
tell us what a muggle is. What is it? What comes?
It's not
to
a
mind,
character.
What comes to mind when we say muggle?
All I can remember is hearing the word on the Harry Potter ride at Universal Studios.
They said it on the ride? They called someone a muggle?
Or in the line or on the ride somewhere. I haven't seen any of the films, and I've heard the word multiple times.
Well, okay.
Mm.
Would you like me to tell you what it is?
Go ahead.
Because technically you're a muggle.
Give me the definition.
Muggle, a term from the Harry Potter book series by J.K. Rowling, refers to a person who lacks any sort of magical ability and was not born into the magical world.
Ah.
Yeah.
I remember where I heard it now.
But
when you're in the queue line and all three of them appear and they're talking, she calls one of them
spoilers.
Muggles.
Ah, I see.
Oh. Yeah.
But
who,
see.
Wait. Who is she?
I could not tell you.
This is good.
You know, I did the opening.
Hermione.
I worked the opening event of Harry Potter Land out at Universal. I saw the whole cast. I was standing right next to John Williams before he conducted the orchestra for... the Orlando Philharmonic for the opening.
Orlando has a
Philharmonic. I
couldn't
tell you who any of those people are. The Gandalf dude.
The Gandalf dude.
I should have watched the movies before that.
Question. Question real quick.
You really haven't watched.
No. You're not getting off
I
this one.
I haven't watched a single
you
one.
You just said the Gandalf dude.
I don't know his name.
No. There. Please tell me how you got Gandalf. This is Lord of the Rings you're talking now.
I know.
But it's not even Ian McKellen.
I know. It looks like him. If they had a look-alike contest.
Dumbledore?
Both of those guys could look exactly like each other.
It's not even true. Oh, this is a great conversation. We will talk about Harry Potter at another time.
Yes.
Right now, we probably should get to our topic.
It's 7:56,
I
think.
We got time.
I mean, Trent's going to be giving us a call here in a few minutes.
Yeah, let's wait till Trent calls in.
We can get on to Dr. Horrible in just a
minute. I told him to text me.
Yeah.
He's going to text me.
One of the things that really stood out to me this week is AT&T announced that they will be revoking unlimited data plans for jailbreaking iPhone tethers.
Wow.
Danny is one of these people who do this jailbreaking. He tethers via a jailbroken phone.
Yes,
so
I'm the only one in the room that does this.
I have, but I don't do it very often at all.
I probably do it a couple times a week. It's usually when I'm in the car.
Yeah,
I do it probably, well, at my house, the internet is horribly slow. So I use my phone to tether, and it's faster than the home internet.
There you go.
Wow, why are you paying for home internet at that point?
We won't talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's just let's move on.
But the point being is, like, I mean, this is, they're getting, they'll let you continue, well, what they're going to do is they're going to send you a text message or email and say, basically, you know, you're tethering against our terms of service, and we're going to downgrade your unlimited data plan to their 2 gig plan for $20 a month or whatever it is. And then...
No, they won't.
Or, yeah, no.
I'll kick them in the tooth.
You'll kick them in the tooth. And what's that going to solve? You have a lawsuit.
I'm going to kick AT&T in the tooth.
Yeah.
So this is only AT&T, not Verizon?
This is only AT&T, not Verizon.
Yet.
So...
Don't say that.
Give it time.
Don't jinx me.
So basically, they're going to, you know, knock you down off your unlimited plan and put you to a limited
question.
Plan.
Question, since you probably know this. Okay. Or you may not. How do they know?
They can see...
Oh, because I'm not paying for their tethering service.
They
but
see the
they'll
data.
See how much data is being used.
Right.
But couldn't you technically be using that much data on your actual cell phone?
You can, and I use quite a bit. I look at my bill, and I mean, on a regular... I don't... Without tethering, because when I say I rarely tether, we're talking maybe once every 3 months I'll throw it on the phone.
Yeah.
And even right now, I don't have Wi-Fi on my phone, or Wi-Me. Is that right?
My Wi-Fi
4.0 on the jailbreak Cydia.
I don't even have it on my phone right now. So, I mean, that's how little I've used it.
I'm frustrated.
But, yeah.
I'm steaming over here.
That's pretty messed up.
It's. I mean, the fact that you're paying the money you are, and they want you to pay another $20 for their tethering plan, but you're going to lose.
I thought it was 15 a month.
Okay, so it's 15 a month, but you're going to pay 15 a month, but you're only getting 2 gig, and you're going to pay $10 a month for every gig above your 4 gig or 2 gig limit.
That's crazy.
Shut it down.
Which you probably wouldn't use much more than 2 gigs.
What are you talking about? I use 3.5 on my phone every month.
He did it.
Just a phone.
I saw the bill.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Wow.
I mean, I download all of my podcasts. I do that on the phone, you know.
Okay.
So
So anyone who's listening who doesn't have it yet or has a jailbroken iPhone and you're on Verizon.
Uh-oh. Verizon plug, do it.
Yeah.
Well, until Verizon decides to shut it down.
Switch.
Cydia.
Jump ship.
Jailbreaking with Cydia and using MyWi is
MyWi 4.0.
Awesome.
Well, you can't jailbreak with Cydia, by the way.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Jailbreakers, no.
Right.
Yeah.
We got a crew.
So
through Cydia, downloading MyWi, it's an awesome app.
And
it's well worth the $20.
Here's a potential change you can do in the future. Rumor has it, Sprint's going to be getting
rumor
this iPhone, the new iPhone 5.
Mm. Yeah.
Or whatever, it's going to be 4.4S or 5 or whatever.
Will it be 4G ready?
It's going to be LTE, so that's going to be your faster connection.
Okay.
Because Sprint just added LTE to all their stuff. Do we want to do this now here? Okay.
Go for it. Put him on.
We got a caller calling in. Who's this?
Press one.
Oh, press one.
Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is T-Flow.
Oh, T-Flow.
What up?
Hang on
Trent.
A second. We're
in the middle of AT&T
talk. We're in the middle of AT&T talk. Just hang on and we'll chat with, or you can drop in if you want, but basically Sprint's...
You're an AT&T user, aren't you, Trent?
Yes.
Okay. Sean, fill him in real quick.
Have you been listening to the show?
No.
Oh,
wait. Before we go on, Trent.
Oh, come on.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, T-Flo.
Yeah,
you are 25, never looked so good.
Something like that.
I hear T-Flo, and all I can think of is Pooh Bear.
No.
I miss playing some Halo with Pooh Bear.
I'll be honest. I kind of went back and forth on what I should go with. But
T-Flow's good.
Yeah, T-Flow's a Twitter thing, so I kind of
went
with that.
It works.
Yeah. So basically, AT&T, if you have a jailbroken iPhone.
Trent doesn't, though, right? You didn't jailbreak?
I have an iPhone, yes.
Go for it.
Have you jailbroken your iPhone?
No.
Okay. Well, you should be safe on this. But basically, they're saying if you've jailbroken your iPhone and you tether on AT&T's data network, that they're going to revoke your unlimited data plan and drop you down to the limited data plan. And, basically, you're going to be paying for anything over 2 gig you use. So it's kind of the suck.
It is. And we were talking about switching over to Sprint.
Oh, yeah. So basically, the rumor is that Sprint's going to be getting this iPhone, the new iPhone, okay. the 4GS or whatever. So, and Sprint's all about this unlimited everything stuff. So maybe you can tether over on the Sprint.
But you got to think here about the Sprint network. I mean, I'm not so sold on the Sprint network.
It's actually getting a lot better here in Orlando.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean,
it's not so good. It's not, you guys know that I'm up in the Washington, D.C. area. You know, it's just not so great up here.
Well, here's what they've done. They've actually expanded to the LTE network. So that means they're actually going to be able to use a lot of the towers. They can share towers with some of the other LTE providers. So the service should get a whole lot better. Did you turn me down over here?
I guess.
No. Here. No?
Okay.
Yeah, it could be that that's their discriminating factor then too. You know, I mean, they come out and say, "Look, hey, everybody else is going with the paid data plans and the paid this and that. And we're not going to do that." That could be their entry point.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where they're going with that right now.
I'm gonna put it down. So. I'm gonna kick them in the tooth. Okay. So
speaking of kicking in the tooth, wait, before we move on to
this,
I have one more thing I want to talk about. Speaking of kicking in the tooth, did you know
the riot?
That there are real superheroes out there, kick-ass people, like
real
doing,
kick-ass people.
Yeah, real people fighting crime
in town.
I saw them on the Today Show or something.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, there's actually one in Orlando.
Didn't he die?
What?
No, not just one. There's hundreds of them.
How do we get on this?
No way.
Well, okay, here's the deal. Here's how I found out about this. Tonight on HBO, they're airing a show called Superheroes. Mm. And it's a documentary that they're following superheroes around and going to be like basically showing the life of a real life superhero. Now, I mean, they're not the one. I mean, not necessarily all of them are jumping off buildings. Some of them, I actually fell to watching this for a long time. I was like, oh, hey, look, we'll start one video, and then it went to, like, the next video and the next. But what are you playing?
Keep talking.
Okay, go ahead.
Gosh.
It's theme music.
Begging just to eat.
You just got shut down.
Yeah, I did.
It was theme appropriate.
All right, turn it down.
I just needed to come in on the chorus.
I guess. Sure. But basically,
so I've heard about this.
Yeah.
I've heard about these superhero folks.
Yeah, it's
they've covered them in other media outlets too. I want to say I read it. Maybe it was in a like a in-flight magazine or something. It's similar to what's the group that goes in and helps the cops?
Oh, the guys with the berets.
Yeah, that came out of New York. It's same kind of idea.
Hell's Angels.
You know, they basically vigilante kind
Charlie's
of
Angels.
You know, out there fighting crime.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember what they're called, but yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
So it starts
about.
On HBO.
It's starting that on HBO. I don't know what time it is on HBO, but it's
Google
called
it.
Superheroes. But yeah, it's
Bing it.
I'm kind of interested. I want to check it out.
Ask Jeeves it.
Ask
okay.
Jeeves.
I think you guys should get your spandex out and sign up.
Hey,
you know,
Trent, don't even. You
no,
know I will.
No,
I have spandex.
And he's all about the costumes.
Could you see me in spandex? That's not happening because I cannot.
Well, I would like to.
What?
Speaking of costumes, Trent, I got my Scarecrow bags today to make my mask for Scarecrow.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty stoked about it.
So
is
exciting.
Is it true that you guys are doing some type of Dr. Horrible thing for Dragon Con?
Oh,
it is
so on.
Yes?
It is so on.
It's on.
Are you really?
I'm like Donkey Kong.
Are you Dr.
No,
Horrible?
No, he's not.
No?
I talked him out of it because he doesn't have hair.
Matt is
the hammer.
Going to be doing the Captain Hammer.
Okay.
And his friend is going to be doing the Dr. Horrible.
Awesome.
I would be doing
great.
Dr. Horrible except I have no hair.
And you're taller than Captain Hammer.
Since you have
since
you have no hair, it'd be a whole lot easier for you to wear a wig.
Oh,
this is true.
Well, I thought about that, but you know, there's something to be said as you know,
as growing your hair out.
It has kind of set a bar here.
I did.
I mean, the bar is like way high.
Been growing it since November 2010.
He looks like Gallagher.
I do look like Gallagher. Oh my gosh, that's a good one.
Hey, so should
we? I can't compete. You know,
let's do this.
I can't compete with that. Plus, I got the steampunk thing going on.
Yeah, Trent's got the punk thing going on.
Which I believe you guys should discuss in a future episode.
We will have a steampunk episode. I promise you.
We can do that,
and you can call back, or you can come down and.
I mean, you guys need to go, and you need to look into the history of this. You know where it came from.
Oh, we will.
And I'd be happy to provide you with source material.
Oh, wow! We got our own source material. PR.
Hey, Chan.
I'm kind of into it.
You want to go ahead and plug the phone number in case someone wants to call in?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. For all of our non-live listeners.
Heyo.
Hey, if you're listening on the stream later on, we're broadcasting live now. It's thenerdiverse.com/live, and you can go on there. We got a live chat there. You guys can chat with us, and you can listen there on the page, and I can't seem to get it to work for Firefox, so there's a link there that you can link out and actually listen to it on any like iTunes or Winamp or anything along those lines. But or you can call
us. Tflow.
Be like Tflow.
Tflow is our first caller.
He is our first caller. But you could be like Tflow and give us a call. Our phone number is 407-900-NERD. That's 407-900-NERD.
NERD.
So with that.
And that the number, hang on. 407-900-6-3-7-3. Three. There we go.
And if Chan was dialing in on a phone, it would have taken him that long to figure out.
It probably would have. It probably will you too. And at least, you know, I've slowed it down so you can actually type it in.
I have to make fun of someone because I got made fun of so bad already today.
I was also doing it
anyways,
upside down, so whatever.
I know.
We'll talk Skynet later.
All right. So with that, we're going into the next segment here, which is...
I'm very excited about talking about this. We're going to talk about the Dr. Horrible Sing-Along blog. One of my favorite things to ever be created, ever.
Ever?
Ever. It really is. I love it so much. If you don't know what it is, back in 2008, Josh Jed, Zach, and Marissa Tankeron wrote the Dr. Horrible Sing-Along blog during the writer's strike, because the writers needed more money, so they wrote something that they could produce themselves. I think Josh paid like
So they're scabs.
I think Josh produced it for $200,000 out of his own money, so that's a big deal. Mm. But we have, it's about Dr. Horrible, and he's doing his online blog about being a horrible supervillain who ends up singing everything, which is pretty epic. And Horrible is Neil Patrick Harris.
And it's not as bad as you would think. I'm not a big fan of musicals. So for you listeners out there who might be not a fan of musicals,
don't turn it off.
It's not bad. It's actually listenable.
Yeah. It's great. It's funny. That's the thing.
Because the songs aren't that long. They're not long.
It's not like Sound of the Music.
Or even like a Disney movie, you know.
Yeah. Don't hate on Disney.
And it's really funny.
It's quite funny.
When it first started, I wanted to turn it off. I didn't really know what was going on. All that I heard was, it's really funny, you have to watch it. And I was like, why is this a musical? But it's quite hilarious if you follow through with it.
That's what's funny about it is like, you go to watch this if you don't know what the sing-along blog, you go watching it and then he just busts in the song and it's quite epic.
Yeah.
So we have Neil Patrick Harris as Billy or Dr. Horrible. And then he has a love interest. Felicia Day plays Penny from the laundromat, who I love Felicia Day. I think she's great, especially on the Guild.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then the nemesis of Dr. Horrible is Captain Hammer, Nathan Fillion. And who doesn't love Nathan Fillion?
If you don't know by name, he's he's Mal from the Firefly series.
Or Drake from Buffy.
There you go.
I don't know his character from the soap opera he was in, but he is Richard Castle.
He's Richard Castle
right now on Castle, which is one of the greatest shows ever, because Nathan is amazing, but he's also got an amazing cast on that. We'll talk about Castle some other time. And then you have Simon Helberg, who plays Moist, another villain. But you know Simon from The Big Bang Theory. He plays he plays Wallowitz.
Wallowitz.
One of the funniest characters on the show. So that is the cast. I love it. Let's talk. Chan?
Yes.
What's your take on Dr. Horrible?
Well, I had not watched Dr. Horrible until last week. You know, last week we said, you know, we need to watch Dr. Horrible. And so I went home, I did my homework. Mm. I watched Dr. Horrible. I will say I was playing Tiny Towers while I was watching it.
Oh, gosh.
It's not a... Wow.
Nope, drop it. We're not talking about Tiny Towers.
Listen, here's the deal. So I was watching it, and I half watched... I went back to watch it again last night, just to really refresh for today. And when I went on Netflix to watch it, all I had was the musical soundtrack. I could not hear a single voice in the entire show.
That's amazing.
If I was as big of a fan as Danny, I probably could have sang along for the entire show.
I do sing. I own the soundtrack.
Yeah, but I could not. I did not know it enough to do that. So if you're going to try to go right to Netflix, if it doesn't have sound, maybe send them an email. I'm going to do the same thing. But I enjoyed it. It was good. It was, like I said, it wasn't quite what I expected. I was expecting, a Disney-esque,
you know, what's funny?
Little Mermaid type thing.
This, that's the same thing you said about Firefly. This is two Joss Whedon productions now that you go into not expecting what you got.
Well, but see, the Firefly thing is completely different because
we'll save your.
So,
I just want to smack
no,
you.
No, hang
right
on,
now.
Hang on. No, no, no. The Firefly thing. I was told so many things about Firefly, and I expected something, like I said, completely different because I was expecting more from
you're going to want
Summer Glau's character. And
you haven't watched Serenity yet.
I haven't watched Serenity yet, and I need.
You're
going
to want to be in that booth when we talk Firefly because. I'm going to throw stuff at you.
Well, hey,
I'm a Firefly
okay.
fan.
I know you
Firefly.
Are. But wait till we start talking episode 1, 2, and 3.
I know.
Hold on. Here's Trent.
Sorry, Trent. Go ahead.
Summer Glau. So, Summer Glau in the series.
Trent has touched her, by the way.
It's not that big. Firefly, the movie, totally.
Serenity. But Trent did touch.
Oh, sorry, Serenity.
Trent touched. You've touched Marina and Summer.
I did.
Correct?
Did it touch you back?
Did you get to meet Jewel?
Or was it? I have a picture.
You held her?
He could hold her. She's small.
Did
you meet Jewel? Trent?
Yes.
Okay, you did. Okay.
I didn't hug Jewel, though.
Oh, man, I would hug Jewel. She's great.
Oh, I wish I could have. It just wasn't set up that way. You know, she's behind
the table, and Brandon Routh was to the right of her, and you didn't know who you wanted to hug more.
So when you say you touched Summer Glau, was that like, here, can I have your autograph?
Then
you accidentally like
arms around.
No.
Everything.
No.
She came around the table.
Wow.
For Trent.
Facebook. Wow. That's all I
got
to say.
He's got it on Facebook. Okay.
Because she's tiny and you're huge. I mean, tall. Like, I mean, that's
6'7". Is that right? Shaq Diesel size.
You have to think. My wife is,
I think your wife. I think Melissa is shorter than Summer.
They both come about to your navel.
Shorter.
Wow. Well, let's not talk about navels, please. All right. Are you done? Can we?
What?
You're just frustrating me.
Why am I frustrating you? What do you want me to say?
Because I'm the kind of person where I like people agree with me.
I know. I'm not disagreeing.
I know. I'm just joking.
See, this is why Danny had me call in, because he knows that I agree.
Oh, no. That's exactly what he said. He's like,
call in during the Dr. Horrible part.
Yes.
Because, you can agree with me during.
Because I can have you on my side. I need people on my side.
Right.
I can't stand alone.
And I'd be happy to talk about Dollhouse anytime.
Oh, man. I think we are the only people I know that like that show.
Well, I even started to watch that, but then I switched over to Dr. Horrible. I was going to watch Dollhouse.
I actually went to Dollhouse because of Tomoa Pinkett on it, who came from Battlestar.
Gotcha.
That's why I started watching it.
Which character was she? Was she?
Tomoa is the boy. The guy. He was the FBI agent.
Oh, I thought, who did she make?
Tomoa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's how it's pronounced. Tomoa Pinkett. He's actually going to be at Dragon Con. Anyway, keep going, Sean. Sorry.
But I don't remember where I was at.
Cody, what's your take on Dr. Horrible? How do you tell us about it?
I was really impressed. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I went into it kind of, I didn't know what it was at all. I hadn't even heard of it.
You just saw my face. You haven't seen Dr. Horrible?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is about everything nerdy we talk about. But
I know.
Go ahead.
Every time I tell Rogue something that I haven't seen, I get the exact same response.
I was shocked when you said you haven't seen Harry Potter.
Well,
I know. Well,
and if he hasn't seen Harry Potter, how in the world would he have seen Dr. Horrible?
Here's the thing with Harry Potter.
Because he's your brother-in-law.
We're related.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He's seen me naked.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Man.
Are and we recording? Vice versa. Anyways, no. So I get that response with everything. Dr. Horrible came up, and he, oh my gosh, you haven't seen that. And so I watched it, having no idea what it was. The first 10 minutes, I thought, this is absolutely ridiculous. Why am I watching this? The second time I watched it, it was even better.
Thank you.
And then I started thinking about Dragon Con, and so I started YouTubing things about Dragon Con and who was going to be there, and I was really sad to see that the panel of Firefly people aren't going to be there.
Last year.
Yeah. But Nathan Fillion was up on... What's that?
You could have hugged people. Her. Yeah.
I know. I wish.
Sean was there too.
But they had the panel of the Firefly cast up on stage, and some chick stood up and started singing Penny's song about getting him to sign the... Oh, wait. I have it right here. This song. Will you
lend a caring yes.
Some chick stood up and started singing this during the Firefly panel. And he's like, yes, I'll sign it. So she ran up to the table and he starts signing this petition. That's it was really funny.
That's because Nathan Fillion is the man.
Yeah, he is. You talked about having a man crush on, who was it?
I have a few man crushes. Which one are we talking about?
He has
I don't remember.
Man,
last
I,
week
I love Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris, that's who it was. I think Nathan Fillion would be my man crush.
Nathan Fillion is just the geek god. He is our geek god.
My man crush would be Xena the Warrior Princess.
Wow.
Ooh, wow. That is quite a man crush.
Because that's as far as I can go on that one. That
she's more Lucy of a man Lawless? Than any of those guys.
Lucy Lawless?
Yeah.
She's on Battlestar. You got to watch that. Yeah. Trent, since you have us, you have called in, give us your love of Dr. Horrible, please.
Well,
when were you introduced to it?
I went into it a little different.
How long ago?
Than I think.
How long ago was it that you watched it? Did you watch it when
first
it happened?
Time was a year ago.
Okay.
A year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I think I went into it a little different perspective because, see, I'm not a musical hater, as some of
we know
seem to be. So I kind of went in, especially some of the more modern musicals. You know, I actually like
Rent,
Moulin Rouge, and stuff like that.
We are recording.
So, and I know that I love Joss. So
I
kind of went into it with high expectations and was not disappointed. I mean, I love his focus on character development. That's kind of a big character development guy. So
he does very well at that, especially with Firefly. Which we're not talking about. Sorry.
Yeah, all his stuff. I mean, if you think about
Toy Story.
Well, I guess probably Dollhouse is probably the least.
I don't know. People gave that too much crap for it to give it a chance. So it just frustrates me because I like that show, and I don't know anybody else that did but you. So
when was that canceled?
Last year.
Last year.
Yeah, I think the second. The great thing about it was they knew, so they were able to write it out and end it normally. So it had 2 13-episode seasons.
Right.
That had both great finales. I love the finale to both seasons because they were like, you went from Dollhouse and then the finale was in the future of what happened, but that's how it ended both seasons.
Gotcha. The very last episode was fantastic.
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
Unlike Eureka that got canceled today.
Man, Eureka.
Is just done.
You know, we won't talk about Eureka because I didn't really care for that show. Well, we can talk about it, but
I don't
want to
be sad on my birthday.
Yes, let's
not
be sad.
Sorry.
Yes, because Dr. Horrible actually has a great ending. So if you haven't watched Dr. Horrible, we probably will spoil it here, and we apologize for that. But I'm going to read off real quick why Dr. Horrible is awesome.
Turn it off and come back in 10 minutes.
No, you have to turn it off because I'm reading everything it won. It won, in 2009, it won the Audience Choice Award for Best Web Series, Best Male Actor in a Comedy Series for Neil Patrick Harris, Best Directing for a Comedy Web Series, Best Writing for a Comedy Web Series, and the Hugo Award won Best Dramatic Presentation Short Film. It won the Best Internet Phenomenon Award in the People's Choice, and it won an Outstanding Special Class Short Format Live Action Internet Program Emmy.
So when this first came out, was this like a short web series kind of like...
It was in 3 parts, 3 acts.
Okay, so it's kind of like The Guild... Where, you know, they do episodes and they come back to it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you. That makes sense.
You know what's impressive to me is that kind of cast, and it was in the time with the writer's strike.
And they weren't paid.
And, yeah.
The cast was not paid. The cast has eventually been paid back now through the DVD sales
and
the merch.
That's awesome, though.
But
that just they believed in his work enough that they knew that it would be profitable for them in the long run to do it.
I think it was Neil Pachter that says, when Joss Whedon calls you, you just say yes.
I was going to say, maybe he didn't even care. Maybe it was just one of those things like, you know what, I like the script.
Yeah.
I mean, especially Neil Patrick Harris. He loves to sing. He's a homo. So.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's been on Broadway. That is,
I mean, you did,
there.
Well, come on.
That
he
was
the,
Cody.
Where, what was the what? Emmys? Did you see the Emmys he did where he did the whole, like,
that was amazing.
Well, it was totally a gay musical,
the
though.
Emmys. Yeah. Was it daytime?
It was, no, was it the Emmys?
Oh, no, when he's saying that Broadway isn't just for the gays.
Yes.
That was so funny.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen that, look it up. Maybe we'll
it makes me laugh.
Throw it up in there later on on the website.
So there's three acts. The first act, he's planning his first big chance to get into the Evil League of Evil by stealing the Wonderflonium from a van, and then he gets stopped by Captain Hammer. The great Nathan Fillion comes in singing, and I love that scene when Nathan is kicking the crap out of, or not Nathan, excuse me, Captain Hammer's kicking the crap out of Dr. Horrible.
Right.
And
so can I break in here for just a second?
Of course.
So there's a rumor that the Danny may or may not own a suitcase that's exactly like.
I do own the case that they used for the Wonderflonium.
Wow.
It's in my closet.
Oh yeah.
And I will be taking it with me to Dragon Con. So don't try and steal it.
Are we
for? I mean, just to clarify. I mean, because basically it's because I mean we do have some listeners that are not necessarily the nerds we are. Mm. I mean, even less of a nerd than Cody.
I don't know about that.
No. I mean, I had somebody ask me what Dragon Con was, which, by the way, if you do listen to the second episode, Dragon Con is a conference where a bunch of people get together and they talk.
It is the East Coast San Diego Comic Con.
There you go. It's like a Comic Con. You know, it's a conference where people can go and they talk about the latest comic news and movies and fantasy
and
all that
wrong.
Stuff.
If you like something, that's
DragonCon.org.
There you
DragonCon.
Go.
DragonCon.org. Check it out.
Plug
DragonCon.org.
But I mean, basically he's a criminal. He's trying to go in. He's trying to steal this, like, basically like a plutonium or something along those lines.
Wonderflonium.
And to create evil deeds with this. And he gets stopped by a superhero. So.
Well, the Wonderflonium is for his freeze ray.
Right. So, yeah, to power. That's right. It was to power his freeze ray.
But he's basically doing this major plot to get into the Evil League of Evil, which is a great name for the bad guys. But I don't know if anybody's read the actual graphic novel for Dr. Horrible, but they actually talk about the backstory of both Dr. Horrible and Moist, which Moist is Simon Helberg's character, and Moist's backstory is pretty epic. Like, he was actually, his skin was so dry that it, like, bothered him as a child. And then so his dad tried to find any way to help him. So he got this, like, a humidifier type thing, but it's like an epic humidifier with, like, you know, runs on plutonium or whatever, and he puts it in his bedroom while he sleeps. And it does the opposite, and it makes him moist.
That's awesome.
So he made his kid moist.
Super sweaty.
I wish they would have highlighted him more, because
it's funny.
That's a great character, a great concept for a character.
It's pretty funny.
The name is fantastic.
Yeah. I'm at the most. I make
now,
things
did,
soggy.
Did the graphic novel come before or after the actual?
It's after.
Okay.
Yeah, way after. It was in issue form. I don't remember how many issues, but. Yeah, it goes through like a story of Penny, story of Dr. Horrible, and then the story of Moist. So maybe a few issues.
Gotcha.
But they have it all compiled into one graphic novel.
Right.
So.
Which is the only way you buy definitely, anything anymore.
That's not true. It is true. But Amazon.com. So Trent, who is your favorite character in Dr. Horrible? On the spot.
Well, I mean, I guess I would probably go with the obvious. I actually love the Dr. Horrible character.
Mm-hmm. I'm with
out
you.
Of all of them. I mean, I would love to, like, kind of, you know, go for some, like, obscure character and say that's my favorite. But I really don't think so. I really think that Neil Patrick Harris made that movie.
He does. I completely agree with you. I think Dr. Horrible is my favorite character. I think you could not have asked for a better actor for that part. He pulls it off
quite
well.
No, he is perfect.
Yeah.
Captain exactly. Hammer.
I don't think you could have gotten any better than Nathan Fillion either, though.
No, that's very true.
Yeah. I think that those two were like the perfect choices. And they couldn't have cast anyone better for that. But I don't know. I think Neil Patrick Harris was probably, in terms of just interest factor, you know, what keeps your, what really kind of draws you in to that movie, that it's his character.
I won't ruin it for anyone who hasn't seen it, but the scene inside the laundromat with Captain Hammer, whenever he actually sees Dr. Horrible inside the laundromat, it's hilarious. Mm. That part just cracks me up.
I just want to say that line right now.
I know. It's so
I'm
funny.
Gonna, I'm not going to spoil it.
Don't do it, but
don't do
pay
it.
Attention.
I'm not,
we'll
I promise
it.
I won't. Penis.
Let's keep the show clean.
Beep. So one of the great things about Dragon Con is they actually had the very first authorized sing-along version of Dr. Horrible in 2008, and Felicia Day showed up and sang. So
that's great.
That's why we love Dragon Con.
She'll be there this year.
She will be there, and we are having a Dr. Horrible.
She's there?
Something.
I didn't know she was coming this year.
She's there this year. She's been there. Well, she didn't come last year.
You just got more excited, didn't you?
I'm very excited.
I'm not even there. I'm not even in the room, and I could feel that.
I'm like, so excited.
Through the airwaves.
You felt
no,
this
totally
excitement,
agree.
Huh?
So anyway, he steals the Wonderflonium, kind of gets stopped by Captain Hammer. In the midst of it, Captain Hammer falls for Felicia Day's character, Penny, who's trying to get signatures for the homeless. That's the first act. I don't want to spoil too much more, though. I mean, if you're going to watch please watch it.
So the question is, Is this a love story? Is this a hero story? Is this a?
I think
you know.
Essentially, it's a hero story that has a love interest.
Hmm.
Because,
I mean, but it's not. Is it a hero story or
yeah,
is it a villain
totally.
Story?
Or is this just a rom com? I mean, could this just be a rom com? But
yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's really
hero rapping.
It's really the anti-hero that the story is all about.
I don't know. I never ever side with the villains ever. I'm not a fan of the Sith, but I love when he freezes Captain Hammer. I mean, I love when he just, I mean, I pull for Dr. Horrible in this whole thing.
But you say the villain, really the hero becomes the villain at some point, you know? I mean,
he's that's his whole, that's the whole point. He's trying to become. He's
right.
trying to get in the
league. Hero is trying to be more of a villain.
Right, he's trying to get in the league of villains.
Yeah, the hero's a D-bag.
So
he's really not a villain. At heart, he's not.
No.
Right, because
yeah.
he doesn't actually want to murder.
Right.
He just wants to upset the status quo.
Right. He just wants the title.
Right, he wasn't stealing the gold to have money. He was stealing it to...
for his recognition.
To take the money. Yeah, and for his recognition as a villain. Exactly. Oh.
Bad horse, he rides across the nation, the thoroughbred of
I'm dancing.
He got the application that you
we're all bobbing our heads.
We're turntabling right now.
I feel like we're in turntable. I click like my head's bobbing.
Would be nice, of course, bad horse.
Bad horse.
Bad horse.
Bad horse.
The evil league of evil is watching, so beware. The grade
man,
that you receive
we are
going to
get sued.
Probably. Well,
I got to say, too, the chorus line, brilliant.
Say that again.
You know, the three guys that keep.
Oh yeah,
it.
So good,
right.
Brilliant.
I've got to think that at least with Dr. Horrible that they wouldn't come after us. I mean,
They're not. Joss loves us.
Yeah,
we're the biggest fans. The fans are what make.
Are you
what
the biggest
made
fan?
Dr. Horrible? The fans are what make Firefly.
But see, that's been said about a lot of musical artists, and they go after the fans after they've downloaded their MP3.
Their label does not.
I mean, because. Dashboard Confessional, when he was made through the Napster system. That's what made him popular.
Right.
If, you know, traveling from college to college on Napster, and they found out about him. He was a guy with a guitar at the beginning. And then from what I was, I think I was at a concert of his, and he basically said, stop downloading my music. And I was like,
really?
Oh, really?
Wow.
I mean, you paid to get into the concert, and that's really where the artist gets their money, because the record labels don't get a cut of that. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I pay for a lot more music than I used to.
I'm not worried.
So
they can write me at the show at nerdiverse.com.
Hey, that's not your email.
So while you got off on music for a second, let me make a quick plug for next week.
Oh, no.
Next week, we're going to have we're going to start having a local music highlight every other week in here. And next week, we're going to have Kyle Cox in. He's going to play an acoustic performance of one of his songs. If you go to our site, thenerdiverse.com, in the music tab, we have a little highlight of Kyle Cox in there. He'll be in next week, play a live song for you, and we'll get to nerd out with him and talk to him about some of his favorite things. So
yes,
he'll be in. Make sure you pay attention next week.
One last thing about Dr. Horrible, we wrap up, and we thank Trent for calling. The good thing about Dr. Horrible is there will be a sequel.
Will there now?
There will. Joss has announced that the sequel is in the works. And Nathan Fillion also has said that he knows the title of the sequel, but he will not spoil it. So there will be another one. And the problem is the popularity of the Guild, How I Met Your Mother, and Castle kind of messes up. Well, excuse me, not the Guild, but you'll know why not the Guild with Felicia Day when you watch the end of Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, go ahead.
But with Nathan Fillion and Neil Patrick Harris, they kind of have to get their schedules together. But there will be a second Dr. Horrible, which is very exciting for the fans because we love it so much. Except for China.
Well, there, Nathan Fillion is also in the process of trying to buy the rights to Firefly.
That he said that, and he was kidding because he went on Twitter and said he said he wouldn't. He was just kind of in jest. But the problem was he had to say that because some Uber fan. Decided to make the help Nathan buy Firefly.com and was taking money from people.
No. That's not the way it worked. I mean, because I remember the story happening. No, it wasn't that he was taking money. He was taking pledges.
Right.
To basically create Firefly. And basically, they were trying to look for, I think, $2 million or something like that. $300 million.
That's what Nathan said it would take for him to buy.
$300 million?
If he won the $300 million LA Powerball, whatever it was. He would buy the rights of Firefly and do something with it.
I don't remember it being that big.
It's a crap ton of money. The guy tried to take money from people I'm sure he had good intentions. The thing is, Nathan Fillion shut it down and said, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Firefly is done. We live in what we have.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So while
remember the whole thing about no bad news on the birthday thing?
Sorry. My bad. We were going to have Dr. Horrible too.
If you're
I think I'm going to have to hang up now.
No, I'm sorry.
If you're really interested though, I found some news though about, let's finish. I'll tell you some more about Firefly here in a second.
We'll have a quick plug about Firefly. We're going to have a full episode about Firefly sometime soon in the future because, I quite love it. So yes, please watch Dr. Horrible, buy the Blu-ray, buy the MP3 albums on Amazon. Listen to the music. It's quite great. There's actually two albums.
The graphic novel.
And the graphic novel. There's actually two albums. There's the actual movie album. And then instead of them doing a commentary on the DVD, they did a commentary CD musical. So it's the cast and Joss and everybody singing about making the movie. So it's really funny.
I really want to see that.
Yeah, it's funny. They got everybody to do it. They got Simon to sing a song about Moist. They got they have little dialogues in between, kind of like skits. They're kind of cheesy, but the music's funny. So yes, we are fans of Dr. Horrible. We thank Trent for calling in and being our very first caller on the Nerdiverse.
Tifo,
I think I'm probably the longest caller in the history of callers.
Oh, no. Well, there's plenty of...
We won't call you a caller. You're a special guest for the night.
Yeah, that's right. You're a guest now.
You're a special guest.
I like
special
that better.
Special guest on your birthday. You didn't have to call in. I know it is 8:38 in D.C.,
it's
so...
It's kind of late for me.
I know. It's past your bedtime.
T-Flo, what'd you do for your birthday?
We are in the middle of watching Star Wars for my birthday.
Oh, you're in the middle of it. Well, which Star Wars are you watching? And there is a right answer to this question.
Episode 1.
We are watching, actually, The New Hope.
Oh, well, that wasn't what I was hoping for, but it is a old original trilogy, and I love you for that.
ESB.
Yeah. Well, we hadn't
I'm
watched
Jedi
through the
Are
trilogy
really?
In a little bit, so we just felt like breaking it out.
That's great. Yeah, I love it.
But before you go, let me...
Han shoot second in that one.
We were talking about the Firefly making a sequel, and I was doing some research around, and there's actually a movie that's going to be... It's like... A fan movie that's going to be... It's a fan-made movie. He has a $1 million budget to actually create this fan film. So, but in the process of finding about that, I found this other thing that's already made. It's a Firefly fan film. It's called Browncoat's Redemption. And basically, it's a film set in the Firefly Serenity universe 3 months after Miranda. Check it out. It's on browncoatsmovie.com. They're selling DVDs and they're selling Blu-ray, but it's all for charity. They've got 5 charities they're supporting. So it looked really, it looked pretty good. I'm going to check it out myself and see if I can get the DVD to my house. So
I think those guys may be at Dragon Con too, actually. I think they were
there. Yeah, because I know last year they actually did a showing of the film last year. Yeah. So
At Dragon Con.
At Dragon Con.
Well, maybe if they do it again, we'll show up.
Yeah, I believe they usually have a table set up.
Well, if they're doing it, we'll show up again.
Well,
and we'll do a report from the podcast.
There might be a little bit of a time crunch on this because on their front page, there's a timer and it's counting down to the end of the month. So
whoa.
I don't know if that haven't donated yet. Let's see here. The project ends on 9/1/2011. So, and the DVD Blu-ray will no longer
timing.
Be available.
Oh, so they're going to stop selling it.
On September 1st, yeah.
That's funny. That's like right the day before Dragon Con.
Interesting.
Interesting timing. Yeah.
22 days, 3 hours, and 22 minutes, 9 seconds.
Trent, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me as your,
yeah, bro.
Your first special
Thanks,
guest.
Thanks, T-Flow.
It was quite appropriate for the love of Dr. Horrible, knowing that we're going to be dressed as the group. We didn't even talk about the groupies. I love the groupies in Dr. Horrible, by the way.
Are we doing that?
I'm working on it. I'm working on getting the shirts in for us. But
it's going to be great.
Speaking of the groupies, before
right, guys,
we close,
we'll
go for it.
Keep it nerdy.
Trent, we love you.
See you, Trent.
See you, bro.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Later. Okay.
Bye.
The one of the groupies was actually one of the writers. The Asian American girl.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
She was the only female writer on the cast. But yeah, she was not a Whedon, obviously.
Right.
All right. That was Dr. Horrible.
That was Dr. Horrible.
Go watch it. We have an email.
Oh yeah, we do. Speaking of
the
which,
email. The email.
Strong Bad. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Did my nerd
nice.
Cred go
just,
up a little bit?
A little bit. That was quite. You caught me off guard.
I mean, I've had some people come across with that I had no idea.
It's good.
It got pretty mainstream.
You're good. It did get mainstream. So hipsters. Won't
so
like
we
it.
Were asking about books last week, right? We were talking about what books. And Troy actually emailed us and said, "Hey, great show. One idea for a nerd class quick read is Ender's Game. Not quite a comic book,
Ender's
and
Game.
Not quite a full novel either. Keep up the good work."
I've heard that.
So, it's not a novel and it's not a comic book.
What is
it? It's 246 pages. I looked it up on Amazon. I actually downloaded it on Audible.
Okay.
And started listening to it. It's pretty good so far. It's about, from what I can hear, it's about a child who is become, it's his journey to become a soldier in this basically future world. You know, they monitor the children when they're young. They have these like little probes in the back of their head so that they can monitor like what they do. And and basically he didn't think he was going to get in, and they take out the probe because he's not going to be a soldier. And I'm only like in the first or two or three chapters in, I guess, on the audiobook. I'm only like an hour in, but it sounds okay. Once he was selected for the for the Academy, I guess.
Right.
So right now, that's where I'm at in the book. But it sounds like it's going to be really promising.
Interesting.
So, Ender's Game.
Well, I guess we have our book to read.
Yeah. Let's
Ender's Game.
Check out the website.
Thank you, Troy.
When we figure out how we're going to discuss the book and everything,
okay.
We can post it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
We can write
we'll
a we'll write
together.
A blog post about it, and we'll talk about it on the air.
Okay.
For sure. I don't know how fast I'll be able to read it.
Well, if you can download
on
it on Audible.
The Audible is like 9 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I can read faster than that, I promise you.
Yeah, you can. Because, I mean, you're slowing down. When you read it out loud.
I don't know if I can. 9 hours is a long time.
It's, you know, you're probably reading like 4.5.
But we'd have, and that was a great, we have someone that wrote in.
Yep, we
That's
do.
Great. We had someone else comment on, we talked about him. Vega.
Hey, if you listen to the show tonight, why don't you write us an email or give us a comment or something, let us know. So that we can just know who's listening, and we'll have you call in sometime, weigh in on things.
For sure.
Yeah, so send us an email at theshow@thenerdiverse.com. We're also, we have our phone number, 407-900-NERD. You can call that anytime during the week and go ahead and ask us a question on the voicemail, and we'll try to get it on the show, and there may be some initial stuff for, you know, some technical issues at the beginning, but we'll figure it out and we'll get it on
out.
There. But
we'll
yeah,
get it done.
We'll leave us a voicemail, send us an email, and we'll play on the show. And what I like I said, whatever you guys write, we're going to read. So,
word for word.
So if you have a topic that you want to talk about,
I mean, if you're selling Viagra, throw it on there and I'll read it. I don't even care.
I'm good.
So, for now. But yeah, I don't need it, but I'm just saying I'll read it for those who might.
So, keeping in spirit with the whole Dr. Horrible thing, we'll end on a Dr. Horrible song.
How can people get a hold of, how can people
let's
with you?
Let's do the Twitter thing. You can follow me at Cody Whitaker, CodyWhitaker at twitter.com.
I don't post much, but you can follow me on Chon_Lee for Twitter. It's at Chon_Lee.
And you can follow me. I am at Rogue, but it's spelled R0 G-U-E. No O, zero. And I tweet a lot, so don't put me tweet to text.
All right. Anything else? Any last words?
Famous last words? Nothing?
I think that was it.
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right. Enjoy the song.
A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Don't plan the plan if you can't follow through. All that matters, taking matters into your own hands. Soon I'll control everything. My wish is your command.
Stand back, everyone, nothing here to see. Just imminent danger in the middle of it, me. Yes, Captain Hammer's here, hair blowing in the breeze. The day needs my saving expertise. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Seems destiny ends with me saving you. The only doom that's looming is you loving me to death. So I'll give you a second to catch your breath.
Thank you, Hammerman. I don't think I can explain how important it was that you stopped the van. I would be splattered, I'd be crushed under debris. Thank you, sir, for saving me.
Don't worry about it. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Are you kidding?
Seems destiny.
What heist were you watching?
Saving you.
Stop looking at her like that.
When you're the best, you can't rest.
What's the use?
There's ass needs kicking, some ticking bomb.
I stopped the man.
The
remote control is in my hand.
Only doom that's looming is you loving me to death. So please give me a sec to catch my breath.
Balls.
Are we recording?